You're listening to SBS News.
Commander Stuart Bateson is a key intermediary between Victoria Police and the state's many ethnic communities. Since Somalian-born Hassan Khalif Shire Ali carried out a deadly knife attack in Melbourne's Central Business District earlier this month, he has been meeting regularly with African community leaders to assure them of police support. Now, in an interview with SBS Radio's Somali program, Commander Bateson has revealed some of the impact on Muslim communities in the aftermath.
I think some of the biggest concerns is, and we know this through experience, when these sorts of things get brought in to the public sphere and debated, it is, generally speaking, the Muslim women, the people wearing the hijab, that suffer the most. They are often find themselves subject to abuse or harassment in the streets, and that was a concern they expressed to us this week. But I say this to the community, if that is happening, call 000. We will respond. Victoria Police will respond and put a stop to that harassment or abuse. You do not need to put up with it. It's something that we take very seriously.
Did you have you heard cases already?
Yes, I have. We attended a Somalian women's group meeting last week, and they told us of those things occurring already.
In the immediate aftermath of the attack, where one of the three stabbing victims died, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton urged Muslim communities to do more. But Commander Bateson asks what they should do more of.
That's the question that immediately appeared to me when I heard those comments. I think what we need to do for all of us in the Victorian community is build social cohesion. So we all have to work hard, and there's a role for all of us to make sure our communities are strong, that our kids are engaged, there's employment opportunities, and our communities can thrive. And there's respect for each other. And that's a key aspect I think sometimes gets missed when we enter into these kind of divisive debates around blame.
On November the 9th, Hassan Khalif Shire Ali drove his ute into Bourke Street in the centre of Melbourne and ignited gas bottles inside the vehicle. Armed with a knife, he then went on a stabbing frenzy, killing 74-year-old cafe owner Sisto Malaspina and injuring two other men before being shot dead by police. While police had known the 30-year-old to hold what they termed radical views, Commander Bateson says it was a crime of complex motivations, with family members saying he was also experiencing mental health and substance abuse issues.
This was a crime of one man, a man with complex motivations, there's no doubt, but a crime of one man, not a crime of the Somali community, and certainly not a crime of the Islamic religion. That man was known to authorities. And, you know, he wasn't under surveillance at the time because the threat wasn't assessed as high or extreme.
Commander Bateson says he is not sure what Muslim community leaders could have been expected to do in such a case. And he says while police have had concerns in the past about some Islamic centres' roles in what they term radicalising Muslim youth, much of the material used to lure them is coming from online sources.
Well, I think there's a really strong online presence that some of these kids have been exposed to, and generally it's people that have been, you know, very active online and been exposed to some radicalisation through people from overseas generally. That's what we're seeing.
On Tuesday, Melburnians will pay their respects to Sisto Malaspina as the late owner of the popular Pellegrini's restaurant is farewelled at a St Patrick's Cathedral state funeral. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.